Before final question, General, concerning the issue of containment areas in Greater Equatoria and Greater Bargazal, it seems is another point of disagreement between the SPLM-IO and the government. SPLM-IO said they have forces in Greater Equatoria and Greater Bargazal, and government is denying what the SPLM-IO is saying. Give us some information about this, or what can you say about this?
Well, let me first say this. The government in Juba is full of empty dreams, you know, and that it can do this or it can do that. But the realities on the ground are totally different. They are totally different. The government in Juba is saying there are no IO forces in Equatoria. Equatoria is not, it is a part of the South. It is part of the South. The war has been raging, starting in Upper Nile. It is spread to Equatoria and Bargazal. This is a fact. It's a fact. The government is just trying to deny for nothing. For nothing. We have forces. We have forces. And I am involved. I am involved. You see, in the mobilization and the organization of those forces. Those resistance forces are there, whether in Western, Central, and Eastern Greater Equatoria. There is no way they are going to deny these people are not there. They will not accept containment areas. To me, that is an invitation for another war. And I appeal to the government in Juba not to continue denying that Equatoria has no forces. There are forces. We need containment areas. We need assembling areas. We are people. If we are assured that there is security for them, they will assemble in their tens of thousands. These are Equatorians alone. Leave those in Bargazal and Upper Nile. If we deny them the assembling points, where are they going to go? Where? For the last 2 years, they have been on the battlefields. Some of them have lost their lives. They are wounded. Where are they going to go? But it is a warning. It is a warning that while we accept wholeheartedly the agreement that has stipulated our presence, if anybody denies this or tries to undermine this, create another problem.
General, it seems now there is no trust between SPLM-IO and SPLM in the government. Then how possible will it be once SPLM-IO come inside Juba? How are you going to work since there is no trust among yourselves?
We have no problem working with the government. We have no problem working with the government. We know many people in government have been our friends. Especially during the last war. We know them. We should be able to ask ourselves, why are you doing this? Who is more important? The country, the king of South Sudan, or we individuals? And I think the people of South Sudan are more important than individual persons who are trying to misunderstand, who are trying to create unnecessary problems. For me, we can work together. We are prepared to do that. That's why we are sent our advanced team as the proof of our faith, of our trust. It may not be complete because of this other consequence, but this can be overcome. This can be overcome. Certainly soon we will be in Juba. And some of those things will have to melt away. The presence of our freedom fighters in Equatoria will not be wished away. It will not be wished away. They will be there until the time of integration of all the forces in South Sudan, including those of the government, will be together to form the National Army. They will be together. But they've been fighting. They've been fighting against each other. They've killed each other. They've wounded each other. But at the end, they will be together in an integrated army. So there is no reason why we cannot have a government of national unity to tackle the challenges before us. We must do that. And we want to encourage them. Let them not talk about the absence of Equatorian forces or fighting them or annihilating them. They shouldn't do that.
Finally, General, as a leader, and an elder from Equatorial Region. What is your message to the people of the region and South Sudan at large?
Well, first of all, let me be very thankful to the people in the region. We share with them the historical struggle from the bondage of British colonials. We have shared that struggle during our own, when most of them became independent. They helped us. They helped us. They stood with us shoulder to shoulder. It's a very proud legacy that we cannot forget this because of some misunderstanding. We are very grateful, you see, for their cooperation and solidarity with the people of South Sudan. And these are my people. I thank them for the prayers, for their prayers, for the war to come to an end. This is important, and they have to continue with that. They have to continue with that until the war has completely come to an end, to a close end, so that we rebuild our country. Let them continue with patience and prayers. But they have to be vigilant. As a great people who have suffered for too long, millions of people have been sacrificed. They have died in the altar of the struggle. And there is no way they have to be relentless. Let them see the experiences of their counterparts in many other countries in the world, that the